The Slobodka Yeshiva was one of the great yeshivas in Europe. It produced a slew of gedolim who changed the Torah world in post-World War II. Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Ruderman, the list goes on and on. This is Alman Meltzer. The Mashgiach in the Slobodka Yeshiva was of Nassim Tzvi Fingel, the altar of Slobodka. And he was the coach of all these gedolim. He cultivated these personalities. He developed a new form of Musar, not new, but newish. Instead of saying that man is pointless and futile and the world is dark, man has unlimited potential. And Hashem gave you that potential to be the masterpiece of creation. And every sin is a tragedy of lost divine potential. In the mid-20s, the authorities in, I think it was Poland or northern Lithuania, they demanded that the yeshiva start teaching secular studies. He was ardently opposed to it, so he moved the yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael. And he moved the yeshiva to Hebron, and it became the Hebron Yeshiva. This is in the 20s, I think 24 maybe. Of course, in the terrible, terrible riots in 29 in Hebron, so the yeshiva relocated. The Hebron Yeshiva, which was the original Slobodka Yeshiva called Knesset Yisrael, relocated to where it is now in Givat Mordechai. But he actually, there are pictures of him, I'll show you later, of him learning in Hebron, relocating the Slobodka Yeshiva, the first modern yeshiva back in Hebron near Arbos. So let's read some of his Torah about Avraham Avinu in front of the Tzion for Avraham. I don't know if he was here when he said this. This is not written by him. So Chayiv Adam Loma, there's a medrash that says you always have to ask yourself, how can I be like my Avos? How can I be like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Now just to parrot their actions and their behavior isn't enough. You have to understand what drove them. What's the Chachma? The Alter felt that the core of Musar is Chachma, thinking about and trying to absorb it and assimilate when you think about ideas. So what was Avraham's actions? What drove the actions? Not what did he do, who's the man of chesed, but what drove his chesed? So these are just excerpts. So now we're on like the third paragraph. I'm sorry, the second paragraph. It talks about how Avraham discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He walked around this world, he saw Ibira, a city, and there was light in the city. He said, well, there's light in the city, it must be there's an architect and a designer for this city. And he wanted to know who that architect was. What's this mashal, famous medrash? Avram didn't discover Hashem, says the Alter, through science. He didn't discover Hashem through physics. He didn't just see suns and moons and planets and nature. He sensed a moral impulse in this world. He sensed that the science was being driven to support life. He sensed it was a city of light, not just the universe of capricious scientific interactions, but it was a city of light. And he desired to know who the architect that cared so much about human beings, that wanted to create this world to sustain human prosperity. Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu through chesed, through moral impulse, through moral energy. He didn't see the world as a Greek would view the world, through science. He saw through the lenses of compassion and sympathy. And that's why he wanted to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last part of the page, Lelechus Bederach Zu, Lasos Afu Kimaseim Lehetiv Esabrios. Avram was not a philosopher as well as an Ish Chesed. His philosophy was based on Chesed. If he weren't a person of Chesed, his whole philosophical discovery would have been flawed, because he understood Hashem through acts of kindness and through sympathy. And let's turn to the next page. Because of that, he didn't just want to provide chesed, he wanted to initiate chesed. Hashem's chesed is not reactive, Hashem's chesed is proactive. He creates chesed. He created us so that he could deliver chesed. So Hashem created the subjects of his chesed. That's why Avram didn't just have one door, as Eov did, who was the Baal chesed to his home. He had four doors, because he wanted to be proactive. How can I find people? Avram could have very easily acquitted himself. I just had surgery, I'm 99 years old, no anesthesia, it's boiling outside, there are no people outside, I'm off, I'm pater, I'm not chayiv in chesed. But he felt so terrible, he wanted to find, he created his chesed, even to the point that he forced, so to speak, malachim to eat, even though malachim don't normally eat, because he created a world of chesed, created a world of need, so that he could deliver them chesed. This is what the Alter of Slobodka taught his Talmidim in Europe. The power of chesed, of understanding the majesty of a human being. Hashem created everyone here, but salmo, but salm demustav niso, as the Gemara in Kisuvah says. When a person suffers, the divine masterpiece is being eroded. You have a responsibility not just to the person, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to provide chesed, but as much chesed as you can to uplift a human being. This is how we created great people in Europe, and he had the schus to come here and build his yeshiva in Hebron. Unfortunately, he left before the riots. It was too cold in this area for him. But the Altiv Slabatka renewed Talmud Torah, and Baruch Hashem, as you see, Talmud Torah is alive and well in the Makam Avoseinu. This is the Yerusha of Avoseinu. They didn't receive the Torah that we received. They saw Hashem through chesed and through nature. They intuited some of the Torah. 400 years after these great people discovered Hashem and brought him into this world, Hashem taught his children, now I will give you my word. I will not just have you see me through nature and through chesed. I will give you my ratzon. I'll deliver Torah to you, the gift that I promised the Avos. So we're now returning to the Makom Avos. We're telling them, we're learning Torah now. We're learning the Torah that your grandchildren received at Har Sinai. And we're thanking you for discovering Hashem in this world and helping us bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our world. 9:05, we have to be outside, so very quickly take a quick tour.